Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is a very special edition. I'm calling it the Colvick Deep Jewel 7 introduction show. Basically, as the introduction states, my name is Colvick. I mean, there's so many things to talk about. I mean, on February 21st, 8 of the best athletes you can basically get your hands on in Japan are going to get together and just make some magic happen. But before we really get into this card that's going to be happening in February, I want to kind of get everybody into how we got to where we are. See, because in Deep Jewel 6, which was a phenomenal card, I mean, I'm just going to give you a really quick one. It was on 11-3, that's on November 3rd, 2014. It was a really, really good card. I mean, there was one knockout, and it was by one of the girls that's going to be in this upcoming tournament. That knockout came from Yukiko Seki. She beat up on Naomi Taniyama. It was a KO in 1 minute and 17 seconds of round number 2. Now, there were a whole bunch of other, you know, fun fights that happened, but in your main event of Deep Jewel 6, it was Seohi Ham. She went against Sayori Ishioka. I do believe she's going to be in this current tournament as well. Now, Seohi Ham, she attained that belt, the 105-pound belt, but as soon as she attained the belt, it was a submission in 2 minutes and 43 seconds of round number 2. She got that call from UFC. So, basically, Seohi Ham vacated the belt to attain her dream, you know, her dream over there in UFC, and I applaud her for that. I mean, she didn't have a great run. She had a fight with Joanne Calderwood at 115, and she's a natural 105-er. But, hey, she had a dream. She made it happen. But, basically, that's how we got to where we are. Now, in order to get, you know, the opportunity to get to this title, they created a 8-woman tournament. Now, before we get into the tournament, let's talk about a couple of the fighters that won't be there in that tournament. Now, like I said, there are 8 women and there are 2 substitutes just in case one of the women, you know, don't make it after the fight if they're unable, you know, to go further in the tournament. Ayaka Hamasaki will not be in this tournament and a couple other names will not be. Naho Sugiyama, she's not going to be in the tournament. But I'm actually reading that from Charlie Jewett. And I'm reading in another article that I read from a young lady named Shu Hirata. She got in contact with Deep, and to my knowledge, Ayaka Hamasaki is the current champion, and I do believe it's based on her performance. And it was Deep when she fought Mei Yamaguchi. That was on December 31st. Really, really good fight. Ayaka Hamasaki, I mean, I would have loved to see her in this tournament, but basically what I'm reading, the next fighter is going to get, after the tournament, that fighter is going to get the opportunity to fight Ayaka Hamasaki for that 105-pound title. And, I mean, Ayaka Hamasaki is a monster. I mean, she's fought in Invicta. She's fought in Deep Jewels. I mean, she's fought everywhere. She is one of my favorite athletes just in the history of history. But, again, she's not a part of the tournament. And this show is supposed to, you know, try to get you to learn some of these athletes, because this event is going to happen in Japan and a lot of us are Americans, you know, so I'm going to try to get I have 30 minutes to really try to get you, you know, acclimated to all of these wonderful, wonderful athletes. Now, as I just stated on February 21st, you're going to see 8 of the greatest women out there. You know, I know that they're saying that Deep Jewels have to, they have to create more talent, but I mean, these 8 women, you've got veterans, you've got a girl with an undefeated record. I mean, this is definitely something that you want to get your hands on. The first fighter I have to start with is Mei Yamaguchi. And the reason I'm starting with her is because basically she's fought everybody. I mean, for a young lady of 31 years old, I mean, you look at a top-name fighter and she's fought them. Now, she doesn't win against every fighter. I mean, she's won against Ayaka Hamasaki, Patricia Vidonic, Megumi Fujii, Kachikan Kampa. I mean, this young lady is a vet. You know, to be so young and to have so many fights on her record, as I said, she's got a 12-8-1 record. She does have a win against Emi Tomimatsu back in 2012, and she has fought 3 times in 2014. she's definitely one of your top rated names, and I know that my boy Charlie likes her. I like her, and I think she speaks English, but yeah, we'll get into that later. That's the first athlete, because remember, I've got seven more to go, plus two substitutes. The next athlete that I wanted to get into is Emi Tomimatsu. Now, I might not be 100% on ages, but it said on the internet there that she was 32 years old. She's got 8 wins and 9 losses. I'm very familiar with Emi Tomimatsu because she fought a long time at strawweight. I remember her attaining the Deep Jewels title back in 2014 when Mizuki Inoue, she couldn't make weight. It's not that she couldn't make weight, she just didn't make weight that time. So even though Mizuki won that fight, this was a long time ago, even though she didn't win that fight, she technically won that fight, and I think a couple of months later they fought again, and Mizuki Inoue beat her. So basically, Mizuki Inoue is the Deep Jewels 115-pound title holder. You know I love Mizuki Inoue, but that's another story. We'll save that for another day. But again, Emi Tomimatsu, 32 years old, 8 wins, 9 losses, long fight veteran. You know, she has a loss to Mei Yamaguchi. I think she has 2 losses to Mei Yamaguchi, but that's a long time. She fought 4 times in 2014. That's your second athlete. Now, your third athlete we're going to talk about is Tomo Maesawa. Actually, me and Charlie Jewett, I don't know if you know who that is. You should know who that is. He is basically the one American guy that I know who goes to these Japanese events. I looked on MMAJunkie.com, and it said that she was like 40-something years old. So he gets at me, and he's like, don't say that she was 40-something years old. She's only 27 years old. I mean, she's got a 4-4 record, but she's gotten those 4 victories out of her last 5 fights. I mean, you should definitely look for her to, you know, go kind of far in this tournament. Just the fact that she has won 4 of her last 5, and some of them were in kind of devastating fashion. I'm definitely keeping my eyes on this young lady, Tomo Maesawa, 27 years old. Young lady, so it's not like all the ladies in this tournament are over 40 years old. You've got young ladies, you've got veterans, but we're going to go even further into these ladies. The first lady I'm going to talk about is Ayaka Miura. She's relatively young in, like, fight years. She's only 1-1, but she's fought in Jules 4. This is basically going to be her 3rd time fighting. In Jules 4, In 4, she beat Ella Ward, and it was just like, when I looked at that fight that she had against Ella Ward, that fight should have been stopped at least a minute before, not a minute, I'm going to say maybe 11, 12 seconds. I mean, it was a brutal, brutal fight when she got that victory against Ella Ward. And then in Deep Jewel 6, she had a loss to Emi Fujino. There's definitely something about all of these fighters. Not all of them, but a majority of these fighters have fought each other, you know, separate times or in different occasions, which is good. I'm not sure how they're going to set this tournament up, just because you've got 8 fighters and about 5 of them have fought each other before. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You know, just to get back into it, yeah, that's really about it. You know, this is going to be her 3rd performance. I mean, this is her 3rd showing. She had 1 submission victory, and she had a unanimous decision loss. So I really want to see what she brings to the table. I mean, we don't really know what she's going to bring to the table because she's only fought, you know, 2 times. This is her 3rd time. So if she makes some magic happen, she'll be a name that you want to, you know, keep your eyes on. Now we're going to move to our 5th athlete here. We've got Sarami Takano. Not sure if I said that right. I'm pretty sure I did. I don't know. She is one of the girls who has fought at Adam Weight for most of her career. She's got a 4-5 record. Now, again, I might not be 100% on her 4-5. There could be a 1 or a 2 in the draws. I mean, the fun thing about this Deep Jewels is that they don't have – it's not American. So they've got 2 5-minute rounds as opposed to 3 5-minute rounds over here in America. You get stronger fights. They got a better scoring system. You know, I'm a big fan of it, as I can say. And as I just said, I've got 4-5 on my paperwork in front of me. And her last fight was against Guy Yon Song. She put her in a beautiful, it was just a wonderful textbook inverted triangle. I mean, it was just, and then she had a classic barn burner against a name who I mentioned in the beginning of the show, Naho Sugiyama. And yeah, she did lose via split decision, but come on, you're going against Naho Sugiyama. I mean, she is one of the beasts in the East, one of the best in the West. I mean, come on. This is definitely a young lady you want to, you know, just take a look out for. She does have a loss to a Masaki Oshida. That was way back at Deep Jewels 1. But she wants to continue in her winning ways. She does have losses, so she knows what it feels like to lose. And she's not looking to lose in this one. you know. Now, getting into the next athlete is Mina Kurobe. This young lady, I understand she's undefeated, you know, but she is just like a powerhouse. When you really look at her, yes, she's 37 years old, but this young lady is in her stride. You know, 37, it's not the same 37 it used to be. Like, when I turn 37, I'm going to be an old man, but this young lady, she's just getting hot. She's just on fire. She has not seen defeat, and I'm not even sure if she's going to see defeat. The reason I say she's not going to see defeat, because three out of her four professional fights have been against girls that are in this tournament. So it's pretty much she's very familiar with these opponents. So whoever they really put her up against, she's been preparing for something like this. As I said, she's 37, but this is her stride. This is her time. Honestly, I kind of want to say this is her fight to lose just based on what she's done. You know, all of her fights, to my recollection, have been in Deep Jewels, so she knows what it's like to be in Deep Jewels. She's definitely a young lady that I'm going to pay attention to. If she wins in this, if she wins her first fight, whoever they put her up against, definitely going to watch on her. Now, the next athlete that I will be talking about, her name is Yukiko Saki. She's 44 years old. At least that's what it says. At the end of this show, I'm going to talk to my boy Charlie about this and make sure that I got the age right for Yukiko Sako. Possibly. Who knows? She has the second most experience amongst the women in this tournament. She has 13 wins over 24 losses. But do not let that record fool you. Believe me, over in Japan, it's not about your wins or your losses. It's about basically your last fight. She is a very, very dangerous veteran with KO power. To my recollection, of all of these women, she's the only one besides Ayaka Hamasaki who is not in a tournament that has a knockout. Now, I believe she's the shortest, too. She's like 4'11", but you got to understand, she might be 4'11", but she packs power. So, I mean, if you go in there thinking that you're going against a 44-year-old old lady, you're going to find yourself getting knocked out. Yes, she does have a loss against Mei Yamaguchi, and she got rear naked choked. It was really bad. And she also has a loss to Satomi Takano. Really bad losses, but, I mean, she can come back. She can bounce back. She can definitely make things happen. This is her fifth fight as a Deep Jewels fighter. She's been fighting since 2004. So she's definitely one of the longer vets for her age. You would think that she had the most fights in there, but she doesn't. See, because now we're going to go on to our next fighter right here, Masako Yoshida. I believe she's much in, what is she? She's only 31 years old. She's 13 years younger than Yukiko Saki. She's that much younger, but she's got 18 wins and 20 losses and 5 draws. This is your fighter. This is your veteran right here. Technically, literally, figuratively, she might not be the most veteran in age, but she is the fighter you should definitely look out for. Again, she has fought very, very high-level opponents like Michelle Waterson, Celine Haga, Naho Sugiyama. She's got a win over Miyoko Kasaki and a win over Satomi Takano. She's been 2-2 in her last four outings, and she's definitely a fighter that I would definitely pay high attention to. I mean, this is a fighter. As the record just stated, she's young. She's got a good record. She reminds me a lot of Alexander Shlemenko because she started extremely young, or Gegard Mousasi. He started extremely young. So, I mean, I understand that she's young in personal years, but in fight years, she might as well be 40. I'm just hoping that she brings some, you know, just some magic to the house. And I do believe that those are the, those are the eight fighters that we talked about. Did we talk about Saori Ishioka? She's a 13-8. Again, she's not in the tournament, but she was the last. She was really, really close to, winning. She lost against Seo Heihan before Seo Heihan went to UFC. Now, why she's not in the tournament, I'm really not sure. That's not on me. I don't really know. But, I mean, I like what Deep Jewels is doing. And when me and Charlie were talking earlier today, I think it would be great if a lot of different organizations just developed this tournament format. And, those were eight fighters that I talked about. And I've got to talk about because there are two more. You know, they had a substitute. There's a substitute fight. I got to talk about that because it's the right thing to do. It's Miyoko Kusaka. She's 5-8. She's going against Miki Arakai. I couldn't find any info on Miki Araki or Arakai. I do believe this might be her debut or this might be her first or second fight. You know, Miyoko's a veteran, 5 wins, 8 losses. This is, you know, as I just stated, just in case the other fighters are unable to make it past there. Because, you know, injuries happens and things like that. But, you know, again, I'm not trying to take too much of everybody's time. It's 10:15, and I'm hoping that in these few minutes that I was able to just give you a little bit of info on these fighters. Again, I'm going to just give you one last the fighters that are in the tournament. Vivi Mei or Mei Yamaguchi, 12-8. Emi Tomimatsu, 8-9. Toma Maezawa, 4-4. Ayaka Miyuri, she's 1-1. Satomi Takano is 4-5. Mina Kurobe is undefeated, as I said, 4-0. Yukiko Saki, 13 wins and 24 losses. Masako Yoshida, 18-20. And as I just stated, the reserve match would be Miyoko Fusaka versus Miku Arakai. Now, this is the fun thing before I roll up and let you guys go. Shinjuku Face, that's where this event is going to be taking place. It's formerly known as the Liquid Room. I mean, every deep jewel has been held at the Shinjuku Face, and they don't just do deep jewels, but I'm telling you, you need to get your tickets. If you've got 10,000 yen, go VIP. If you're trying to just be broke like everybody else, go 6,000 for a seat for slot A, or you can get counter seats at 8,000. It only seats 600 people. So I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100%, but if I was in Japan right now, I would get to 10,000 yen. And don't buy tickets at the door. Now, I'm not saying don't buy tickets, but you're at 500 extra yen right from the door. So listen, get your VIP, save your 500 yen, buy your tickets now. The event is not for about a month. Yeah, February 21st, 2015. My name is Cole Vick, and this was the Deep Jewels Introduction Show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Cole Vick. Have a good evening.